Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Trezor, you really got me thinking. For the longest time, I've always thought in order to be successful, does one have to have extreme lows and then extreme highs? A guy like Simon Cowell loses everything at 30, moves back in with his parents, then this American Idol thing happens, and suddenly he's successful again. And when I look at your journey and I flash back to, like, you know, you being in South Africa working as, like, a car guard, flash forward to today, I almost wonder if in order to be wildly successful, one has to go through a serious varying range of emotions and varying range of sort of statuses in life. I don't know. What do you think, dude?
All right. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. I think we all have our personal journeys. And in my case, I think reaching the, like, ultimate low has been one of the crucial part of my journey. And I can't really change it for anything. And I think it has taught me to appreciate everything in life. And for some reason, I think whether in business, whether in music, whether in sport, you gotta be able to take the lowest of you. Like when it comes to emotions and achievements, you gotta be able to fail many times for you to reach, you know, your ultimate full potential.
I wonder if it also just makes you a better artist. I mean, you know, great lyrics and great music is about stuff that people understand and resonate with. Yeah. And I guess if you've lived something, it's easier for you to write about it, and people are going to buy into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I think the most powerful thing about music, or rather, your music has to be more convincing. People have to listen to you and be convinced about the thing you sing about, you know. Whether it be love, whether it be things you go through every day, or the challenges people face every day in society, people have to believe you, you know, and that for me is very crucial. So with my music, I try to be as real as much as I can.
I want to talk about inner fire for a second. And when you're going through those lows, all right, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get to where you see in your mind and actualize it, because you know you can see yourself playing on a world stage. You can see yourself getting nominated for the Grammy, but then you've got to actually make it happen in real life, which is where it gets a little tricky. And what's the inner conversation that you consistently have with yourself around why you are going to be successful?
I think that's a very interesting question, but the first thing that I always tell myself is that I think I look at every person around me that they are great. We are all great, and we just have to believe it. And as an artist, I know what it takes for an artist to reach a certain level, but a certain level internationally. But as an artist based in Africa, things become much harder, because music from Africa, whether it be rock, soul, pop, whatever, it's always treated like secondary, you know, to unlike guys from UK or New Zealand or whatever, US. And for me, I know I've always been aware that we're going to have to work harder for us to be treated as much as Adele or Coldplay or Bruno Mars or Chris Brown, whatever. And the conversation that I have with myself, I have to just focus and spend more time on my craft and make sure it's at its highest level possible. Because when it comes to music, man, you can't really deny the music. So if the music is perfect enough or is strong enough to reach the whole world, you know, in music industry, politics, they can try. But if the music is connecting with the people, let's say, for example, the funny thing for me is, like, my music connected first in Italy. And they discovered on YouTube. It was not like we pushed for it, you know. So if the music is connecting, if the music has reached its full potential, and the artist has worked really hard to fine-tune the craft, man, all doors are going to open. So for me, I spend more time on the music and less time on the admin.
Let's talk about how you connect in a digital era. So how you connect through your music with people, how you connect with people through Twitter, through Facebook, through Instagram, and then also how real that connection is. Because you seem like a pretty authentic guy who I would imagine sometimes is frustrated by social media.
Very much.
And like, you know, what it's doing to the world.
Look, I think for me, social media has been such an amazing, amazing tool to connect the whole world together. So, for example, I'll give you an example. For example, 2 years ago, my family still lived in Congo, some in Burundi, and we couldn't really talk like much. But now and then I'll be on my phone, and then oof, my older sister's calling me on Facebook. I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You cool? And that for me is like the beautiful side of it. On the other side, I think a lot of people get lost in it. And I think one of my main things I want to achieve this year is to be able to not really get lost on my phone, you know. And I think we, as human beings, we've lost that kind of original connection. The social media has impacted the way we communicate with society and friends and family and stuff. But, I mean, with fans online, it's an amazing tool to communicate, and I think there are a lot of people that are still authentic online. But for me, it's just the youth has to be very careful, not just the youth people, to not like lose your life on social media. Because for me, at certain level, it's not real. You know, you wouldn't say you know someone because you chat to them online.
Dude, what word describes you the best?
And that's
I know it's hard, eh?
Yeah.
Just because I ask it, I can't answer it.
Hey, that's hard.
I mean, it could even be trésor.
Yeah, well, that's what my family. Trésor means treasure.
Yeah. Thing.
But I'll say, I think I'm more revolutionary. Yeah.
I love the idea of using music as a tool to be revolutionary, because some people would use, I don't know, in terrible instances, a gun as their tool to be revolutionary, or a bomb. And for you, it's music, and there's actually something really poetic and beautiful about that. I think, I don't know.
Definitely. I think for some reason I was chilling with Jimmy Nevis 2 days ago in Cape Town, and I kept telling him, man, I feel we as artists and just normal young people have all our purpose. And I found my purpose for me is to as an artist, is to make sure African music is seen at the same level as music from around the world and treated as such because it's good enough. And when it comes to music, obviously music comes with a lot of things, comes with influence. And now when it comes to influence, I won't really leave beautiful scars in people's lives. When you say scars, it's like I'm very passionate about children and women rights and stuff. And for me, it's all revolved around that revolution for the youth, that we should be more passionate about greater things than just good clothes and good cars and looking cool and whatever, you know.
It feels like you're the kind of guy that has very consistent internal conversations with who you're becoming and what you're about. Do you look for guidance from other people? Do you look for guidance from within? Are you religious? Are you spiritual?
I grew up in a Christian family, and I'm still Christian, but I wouldn't say I despise, but I think religion is a word that I don't like really to use. I prefer to be more spiritual because I really appreciate all other religions, just because I think there is beautiful in everybody, you know, beautiful things in everybody. And for me, we all on our personal journeys, and we should be able to appreciate each other, you know. No one is perfect. I wouldn't say because I'm on this road, I'm on the right path, you know. So we should be actually able to appreciate. I do actually, I do follow, the teachings and parts of some of great people that, came before us. So whether it's Nelson Mandela, whether it's Martin Luther King, and other great people that came before us. And for me, as I said, I grew up in a very small town called Goma. So very young, I experienced a lot of things like random genocide happening before me. And I lost my parents when I was 17. And what I want to achieve, to be honest, as a man, is to leave these beautiful scars. And I'm starting a new project this year, which is to start a women and children hospital in my hometown. It's a big one. It's going to take a lot of years, but I just feel it's like one of a big part of my purpose here.
I have to tell you, in the context of the world that we live in, and just driving to the studio today, in the context of the headlines that one sees on the side of the road, the morning scrolls one has through Twitter, there's something really dope about, you know, interacting with someone like you who's just kind of trying to influence the people around him, trying to, you know, use art as a tool to also influence and change the world. And I guess it's people like you that, you know, make us positive about the future of the world, because sometimes it's easy to get all doom and gloom with everything going on. What do you think that as a human race, we all inherently know but just aren't kind of connecting with? Or like, that's such a loaded question. Yeah, What's wrong with the world? But like, just, and whatever sentiment you have towards it, just step in with it, because I don't even know what I'm asking.
Yeah, I get you. I think, you know, I think once Nelson Mandela said, you know, love comes easily to human being, you know, then hate, because people get taught hate, you know. And I really feel very strongly that in the world, it has become, obviously, over the years, natural to be greedy. Like, people think of themselves first, you know, and me included. It's like, it's a rare occasion for you to think of someone else other than yourself.
Mm.
Or should be the other way around. You get what I mean?
Mm.
And we, deep inside, we know, man, you'll feel good every time you do something good. It's like this free feeling. It's like freeze, you know. It's like this free feeling. But we don't really much enough. So for me, it's one of the things I'm really trying to go back to cause other people to smile more. Yeah.
I dig it. It's a perfect answer. I got to go to two questions on the list here that we have from Sizwe and Pofu Walsh, who's also on our list of influential millennials. His first question for you, what is the next big social media platform?
Hmm.
Do you care even?
Look, I don't know, man. To be honest, look, I like what I think some of the stuff Facebook has been doing in terms of like the tourism attacks that have been happening around the world and people checking in and stuff.
Yeah.
For me, that's the most beautiful part of it. You know, it's like being used to help society to be a better. You know, I don't really know what's the next one, but I'm sure there is some kid somewhere around
something
the world creating some Snapchat or you know, what is it, Flickr?
There's Flickr, there's Periscope, there's like a million.
Periscope is dope, actually.
Oh, you use that?
I used this once, Espresso, before I went to Europe, and I never used it again. But it's really cool. I think that one is one gonna be the highlights, because I mean, you can pretty much broadcast, so you don't really need this huge montage of stuff. You can just, you know, I think Periscope is really cool.
Nice. And then second question here, how do you use your influence in a positive way?
Hmm. So I think naturally for me, I love to inspire, you know. So for me, if I inspire someone, I feel inspired myself. So, my influence as an artist, I want to share my story like on a global scale, that I came from a small town where there are a lot of people that come out there but not being successful on the worldwide scale, and I want to inspire the youth from around Africa, kids from war-torn regions, and that for me is a mission. And orphans from around the world, that you can come from the lowest place, you know, called maybe one of the worst places to live in the world, and still go out there and be someone and have an influence or something to say in the world.
Beautiful answer. I'm going to let you close it, Twezo. You can close the interview, say whatever's on your mind, whatever you want people to know about you, whatever you kind of just are feeling right now.
Mm. Well, it's been really, really great to be here. I'm excited for this year. I think it's going to be a really, really great year. And I wish everyone success, love, and happiness. And I hope you share a lot of love this year. Peace. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.